Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to 5 GMs Presents Heartland Home. My name is Kim, and I've been your fairy game master for this game. On my left...
Hey there, I'm Adam, a.k.a. Eleanor of House. And I'm just about willing to sacrifice the whole kingdom to bring that little girl back, and I realized that moments ago.
Hello, it's me. I'm Tanlin. I'm playing Thessa Clive of Silver Orchard, which is, you know, kind of ironic given the situation.
One of my favorite tropes, and it's Tanner. One of my favorite tropes in fiction is when like the morally dubious character has to be like the hold on everybody, like, you know, guy. And so I'm really excited for this episode.
I'm Jesse. I'm playing Senua, and she's just down to clown. You know, whatever happens, happens.
Starts chanting PvP.
God damn it, dude. Yeah,
we gotta.
Hey, man.
We can't do this.
Hey, man.
We can't put a whole kingdom to sleep.
We must.
We can't for that girl.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Y'all do what you gotta do. Anyways, last episode, our party found out, went to the House of the Hag, and maybe found out some information in which that they're down to kill, sacrifice the whole kingdom, you know. They met with Thea, the hag of Heartland Woods. And what they learned is that Thea is a longtime friend of Alyssa and was the teacher and pretty much adoptive parent of Lydia, who was killed by the king. They found out that Thea had locked up the last item that Alyssa needs for the bringing back Lydia ritual that was in a sort of giant-ass hedge memory thing. And they got there, and they were, you know, they were so down and got those guards and got Lydia out of there. And then Lydia apparated, and then Thessa went to go pick up the book, to which they all got teleported to Alyssa's home. And now here we are.
Hello!
I think what you have there is mine.
It might be, yeah.
I take my axe out and, like, hold it up in front of you. Do you really intend to put the peasants to sleep as well?
I plan to put everyone necessary to sleep.
Which is?
I think you know the answer to that, darling.
Someone else want to join in?
What started the witch hunt? We've just been told that he just decided one day to have a witch hunt. Did something cause this?
No. He just views magic people as a threat to his power in his silly little throne in his silly little castle. Because all of a sudden someone casts magic that he can't defend himself against and all of a sudden there's no more king.
Don't you think putting innocent people to sleep isn't necessarily what is the right thing to do?
They stood by, complicit, and they led them to her. They were a part of the witch hunt as much as he was. I think they all deserve to suffer.
What are the over-unders on the rest of us feeling good about giving the book?
Question. Is this our kingdom versus a kingdom we happen to be in currently? Because we're all of different houses, right? Like, we're all of different, like, places. So is this our kingdom or the kingdom we happen to be in?
It's up to you guys.
Well, I'm of house, which is has its own implications.
I know. I belong to no house. I travel by sea. This is not my kingdom. But I don't say that.
I'm on vacation, bro.
I'm just checking in. I'm getting a temperature read. Because I'm 100% ready to sell these people down the fucking river for that little girl.
Sen, how are you feeling about all this?
You know, I don't think that maybe we should put a whole kingdom to sleep.
Is there any other way that you can think of that wouldn't involve putting a
No.
What if we bring you the king?
That's not enough.
Is it not enough to do the spell, or is it not enough to sate you?
She just staggers at you.
We have the book and I'm asking you a question.
And I think this is a satisfactory enough answer.
Can I try to roll to see if I know of any, like, death is a curse? any other way to bring people back, right? Outside of this big sleep component of the spell. What would I roll? If I've heard anything in passing from my patron. Could I even ask? Oh, could I offer myself up to another curse? Like, the curse of knowledge. I need things. I need answers before I make a decision to fight my friends so I can resurrect this little girl.
I mean, yeah, you are Eleanor of House. Curses are your thing, so.
I would like
to take on a curse to learn knowledge.
Yeah, I'm going to stand there and I just like scratch my head for a moment. I'm like, I invite the curse of knowledge. Give me the knowledge I seek and bestow upon me whatever bullshit you want. Just kind of go. And I light a cigarette and wait to get struck by lightning.
So, yeah, pretty much what you glean from the curse of knowledge is that the reason why she's doing this one is that it is pretty much the one with the best outcome. It is the strongest and the most guaranteed.
I have a secondary wager that I'd like to bring up to my friends before we proceed with our possible fighting you or siding with you. Is that okay with you, madam?
You have 5 minutes.
That's better than I thought.
Would you guys mind stepping outside with me for just a short moment?
If we take the book with us.
Yes. So, what curse do I get?
You get the curse of gloom. Your emotions run dry and your heart goes cold.
Oh, no. It's also not good because... Oh, that's good. That might help. It's not great because one of my abilities needs crying. Thank God I packed that vial literally last session because otherwise... So, I will say, Eleanor gets very, like very straight face, like, okay. So, just a lit cigarette. There are other ways to bring people back to life. This has the best success rate.
So this one doesn't have an ironic twist to it?
It doesn't appear to have an ironic twist to it. I have another maybe option, which is, you know, that's Eleanor, House of... You have hung out with me for an amount of time. You've seen me get cursed here or there. That time I turned into a tree for a little bit. I may or may not have had a run-in with some guy in a cloak that reached his hand out and pointed at me, and his hand did look a little skeletal. And ever since then, every time I get hit, takes the wind out of me. What if we just get that guy here? You know?
Death?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want us to bring death here and hope...
Well, no, so here's the thing. I do a lot of research on breaking curses.
Uh-huh.
That guy loves to gamble.
Yeah. I like this.
It already falls in line with what I have to do eventually anyways. Because, you know, last time he pointed at me with a finger and ever since then. What if we just get him here? And we just get around to it. We put some stuff on the line. We get the kid back. And then we go kill the king. And also I'm cured of this issue.
Sounds like a no-win scenario for us.
Sounds like an only-win scenario
for yes.
us. No losing.
What happens if you lose?
If I lose...
Tanner's an idiot.
I think we know what happens if I lose.
What exactly do we have to do with death? Because you said give things up. What do you...
We just got to put things on the line because he likes to gamble.
But yeah, but we won't... But the thing is we won't lose when we gamble, so we won't lose anything.
Correct. And we can rig the game from the start because we know the game we're playing.
And that game is...
Is?
Chess.
Fairy tale chess.
Want to know something crazy? As a part of my thing, it says I'm really good at chess.
How comfortable are you playing chess for my eternal soul?
Dude, this is metal as hell.
How many times have you called me stupid and...
Well, how many times would you like to have proved me wrong?
Oh, so many.
Well, then why don't you get to work and do it? Who wants to do the honors? And I, like, wait for one of you to stab me?
Can I throw a wrench into your plan?
I would love for you to
throw a wrench into your plan. As I'm
holding
the
sword.
Yes! So... Eleanor's waiting on the rest of the knowledge to, like, hit.
You remember that... When, before she dissipated into light, she did tell you to stop my mother.
Oh, did she?
I'm gonna, like, yeah, maybe that clicks. I turn to Thessa, I'm gonna grab the book. If nobody says anything right now, I'm gonna run.
No, do it. Let's go.
It'd be
because I won't die if this goes bad.
Away from us, just well, out
from the house. Fuck that house.
Are you gonna what?
Run from the house, you know? Well, try to get the book away from her. You know? Keep away.
Look, I'm about to
take my lit cigarette and I flick it at the book. I will light the book on fire.
I won't.
And I think with because like the curse of knowledge, right? It's like all, everything I needed, yeah. And then like the memory hits, and it's like. Also, I rolled really, really low for wits and grace because I have 12. I just rolled to kind of see how Eleanor is handling this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she got a 6 for the finally rolled decently.
Yeah, for the first time.
And so I just flicked my lit cigarette at the book, and I just kind of walked back in. I'm like, hey, we're not going to side with you.
I think before you step inside.
Gets blasted.
Fireball! I'm like opening the door.
Has a shotgun.
No, before you step to the house, because how far did you guys go from outside the house?
4 feet?
Yeah, we didn't go very far.
So
I did step yeah. maybe a foot away.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, I think when that happens, you take a step, you have lit the book on fire, and the house has legs.
Fuck! I start running instantly. If I see legs, dude, I'm out of there, dude.
The door and it just stands up. I'm like, oh shit.
No, is it turning into an AT-AT, like I said?
It has that, and you see Alessa come out the front.
I'm sprinting in the other direction. I'm running.
I'm not.
The book's got to finish burning.
Eleanor's standing her ground.
Yeah, I'll stand my ground with you.
Son of a bitch.
And, she's staring, and in, like, shock and disbelief, almost,
watching... Your daughter would want this!
...this book burn, and you're just fucking booking it, Flynn.
I think I take, like... Listen, let's be honest. Your daughter would never forgive you if you sacrificed a bunch of people for her. She'd come back and resent you for the rest of your life, and who wants to live a life like that? And I just take a hack at the creature at the house's legs.
At the legs? Okay. Yeah. When that happens...
Playmakers.
Stupid.
She's going to spend, I think, 2 of her gift dice. And you see 2 trees animate besides the house.
Actual problem.
I'm running. I'm sprinting.
Yeah.
I'm out of here, guys.
I've hit the legs.
Yeah, so you hit the legs. Roll to see if you hit.
I do hit. Well, I got a 14.
Well, what did you get?
15.
Okay, yeah. Then, yeah, you hit.
Question, how many times can I attack? Does it say somewhere, or?
You can only attack once unless your thing says otherwise.
Okay. I deal 9 damage to this thing's leg.
Okay. So you see the house, like, take, like a stutter step, but continues to stand its ground.
Son of a bitch.
What are Thessa and Senua doing?
I'm going to start chopping that leg, too.
Okay.
This isn't a memory anymore. I don't want to get sick.
Got a 6.
Does Thessa have blood on her still?
No, she doesn't have blood on her.
Got a 6 damage.
All right.
Sorry, quick question. It says when I cry, I do a number of dice. So it says dice. Enchanted 2, so I roll d6. Question. Because I cried in the memory.
In the memory, yes. So then,
would it go away or no because I was crying?
No, because you were crying in the memory. So those
but then do I lose
punch.
My dice still?
No.
Okay. So I can spend 3 of my dice to have 3 worth of tears.
Yeah.
And still have my 3 dice back. Okay, guys, I can, just a heads up, I have potions that can cure any ailment, injury, or poison. And then I also can heal you guys some, and I have my lock of hair. I cut lock of my hair, create a talisman of creatures carrying one of these. They gain some temporary, what is some? Some of what? Where would the sum be?
The sum is your dice, is how many you spend
to do it.
And
I
roll
them, right?
And then you roll them.
Okay. I actually, real quickly, as I hit and they start running, can I just, like, do that with my hair and a bunch of, like, pieces of my hair, like...
Yeah.
And I'm gonna roll all 3 of my dice.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give them all temporary hit points.
Okay. And then those 3 dice are gone.
Okay, so who's gonna be fighting?
I am.
You, okay, so you'll get 6, you'll get 4, and you'll get 2. So you have those as temporary hit points until they're gone. So I think I, like, do that, and then you see, like, the embers of my cigarette, like, carry the hairs down to you as, like, these little, like tufts of my curly hair that are, like little knots, like, land on your shoulder, and they're, like, almost, like, little, like, hair sprites.
Oh, I don't like that.
That's kind of cute. Yeah.
Kind of cute, kind of
And then you
gross.
Just kind of feel bolstered by the scent of cigarettes and hairspray.
Thessa, are you doing anything?
I think I'm backing away for sure.
Okay.
Not run, not booking it, but like, oh shit, like, I don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah. So I think as you two hit this house and, you know, you have the trees that are awakened, Flint's running, Thessa's backing up, you see Alessa, and she looks pissed.
No.
She looks real mad, and you see her go, no. No. No! You took her from me! And so then she sends those two awakened trees at you two.
Taking off.
Yeah.
At us two.
You two are the closest because you hit the, yeah. the you hit the house.
It's like when SpongeBob and Patrick are running from Sandy and she gets Patrick. And,
yeah. SpongeBob!
And so you two will have to make grace checks for me. Tell me what the number is.
Uh-oh.
I got a 9.
Got an 8.
Okay. Nine's you good. Just barely make it. You fail.
Fuck, 9's not good.
So that is 3 damage. Do you take any of that?
I take 1, because I have 2 armor.
Okay, so this tree has...
It's okay. I also take a physical trauma.
So this tree has an ability that if you are...
No, he doesn't.
...wounded by this tree, you suffer the root-bound curse.
Son of a bitch.
So
I'm stuck here.
So, yes, patches of... You're becoming very plant-like. Patches of skin feel like bark. You wake with sprouts growing from your hair. Anytime standing still, roots grow from your feet and bind you to the ground.
That's not good. Guys, I'm a tree again. I'm a fucking tree again.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Well, you know what it's like, so...
Yeah, it doesn't hurt, but it's uncomfortable. You know, like, when you have shoes on and the shoes are really uncomfortable, but you can't take them off because you're in public?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that.
And yeah, so she sends those two trees after you two.
What time of day is it?
It is evening.
Is there a full moon?
Roll for full moon.
I'm gonna roll for it.
Roll for moon.
Actually, would you like evens or odds?
Odds.
Odds that it is a full moon?
Odds that it is a full moon.
Okay. Here we go. It's a 3. It's a full moon.
It's a full moon. The change.
I think I look at you, and I'm like, I know you don't think any of us know, but we all know, please God help us, please.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to move. If she walks away, I'm not going to be able, any help, you need to keep her here.
I don't think I have control over it. Or I roll?
Yeah.
To, like, resist?
You roll to see how well you can control it.
Okay.
If you want to do that.
Because it's a lot of it. Full moon.
Yeah.
So it just kind of happens.
So, yeah.
You dictate. You're GM. You're...
Yeah, so I think, I especially think in this kind of moment of, like, desperation, adrenaline, you let it wash over you. And what does it look like when you transform into a werewolf?
Fucking disgusting. I ruin my dress. It rips. fucking my... Dude, what's the fucking wolf movie that you like so much, Adam?
American Werewolf in London?
Yeah, fucking.
Has one of the best practical effect transformations.
Yeah.
In film to date.
You're awesome, Adam.
Yeah. That kind of bloody.
Yeah.
Not good. Yeah.
Those noises.
Yeah. For sure, dude. Yeah, so.
I have to roll to see how, like, cognitive I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to give me a wits roll.
Under my wits.
Okay, yeah. So you're able to keep it controlled for now.
Oh god. My dress. I hate when I do this. My shoes are ruined. Fuck. It's really fine silk.
Guys, I'm so fucking cursed again, guys. I was down with 2 curses. I thought I was maybe gonna do a year with no curses. I'm back to 4, team. We're gonna have to do something about this.
So many curses. Alright. Before we proceed, would you guys like if I gave a breakdown a little bit on how this encounter is going to work?
Yeah.
Okay. So there are 2 ways you can go about this. You can either... I stole this from Adam. You can either fight her, or you can try to persuade her. She has 2 different pools in which if you deal damage to her, it will all of a sudden make her not persuaded by you. It'll heal the persuasion pool. So, it depends on the route you guys want to go.
Do her house and tree creatures count as her? Dealing damage to them, does it reverse her pool?
The dealing damage to the creatures, no.
The tree, the house,
the house and the tree.
Okay, so only her, she takes direct damage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably our best option. So, our physicals take on the ones that can, he runs, and then you try to talk her out of it.
As a wolf.
Fuck.
Do I have to roll every turn?
It works against us.
Yeah.
To see how.
Gonna have you roll to see how you got it under lock, bro.
Do I know how to cure lycanthropy?
That's
a curse.
That isn't super common.
Well, it's under curses.
So it's not super well known.
I have a book of lycanthropy on me. It's in the thing. It's something I was studying. Do I know? I don't know.
You're a werewolf right now.
Yeah, you are a werewolf, right now. You haven't figured out how to fix it.
And, like, I can speak, but, like...
I fish out, like, a silver necklace and put it on and toss one to...
Senua.
All right.
Like, just to keep her away.
So, now, you roll initiative.
Okay.
Initiative is your wits. So, Eleanor, you got...
Five.
You got five. Thessa, what'd you get?
Four.
Flint?
Six.
And... Senua.
Got 12.
Ooh. Guys, I don't know if now is the time, but I don't have feelings anymore.
Yeah, this isn't the time.
I don't know where they went.
You had them before?
I know a good chunk of things, though, so that's pretty cool. I suddenly know a ton of spells on how to bring people back from the dead.
Big if true.
Big if true.
How many of them have ironic twists?
A comfy 90%.
Okay.
There's one where you bring them back to life, but they're trapped in a rabbit's body.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Crazy. Anyways.
It could be worse.
No, there's worse ones for sure. So why don't we bring them back to life inside out?
Oh.
Thessa goes first.
Oh, shit. So what I wanted to do before I wolf the fuck out, I have a tinder box, and things are made out of wood, and I wanted to just light shit on fire.
Okay.
And force her out of the house, because it's wood, right? No, is it?
Well, the house is a stone cottage.
But the other things are wood.
But the trees are wood.
The trees are wood. Light the trees on fire. Start a forest fire. Forest fire.
Yeah, because you are in a forest.
Forest fire!
So you could start a forest fire.
No laws!
In a forest.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry, Senua.
Well.
Hope your forest will forgive me. I lose my accent when I'm a wolf. I become real American.
You become super American real fast.
Dude!
No laws.
Anyways, so if you want to give me a...
Do my stats change at all as a wolf? Because I know lycanthropy technically isn't really a curse, and mm-hmm. it's something that you kind of made up for me.
Yeah. No, we won't have your stats change.
Okay. I can't be faster.
You can be a little faster.
What is that, Grace?
You can up it by one when you're a...
Up it by one.
When you're a werewolf.
Slay.
And so... Yeah, give me a resolve roll to see if you can hit. Are you trying to aim for one tree, both these trees? You're trying to get right in the middle? What's the vibe for?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because there's one on Eleanor and then there's one on Senua.
I feel inclined to remind you that I am currently part tree.
Are you on the tree?
I am part tree.
Eleanor is bound by roots
just don't
to the
touch
ground.
The fire! Run, I'm a wolf! I was right.
I ruined my dress!
She's dumb.
Anyways, so what's the move? Are you trying to get only one tree? Are you trying to get both?
I'll do the one that's furthest from
okay, so
Eleanor.
The one on, like, by Senua.
Yeah.
So give me a resolve roll to see if you can...
Huck it.
Because you did move back.
Dude, give me a +1 to resolve because I'm a wolf too, bro. But it also gives me pluses on my friends too, bro. I don't know. I'm just giving up shit.
Making shit up, bro?
I'm just saying shit, bro. But actually, no. That's actually perfectly fine. I got exactly what my resolve is.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, so you're able to throw it to the tree that Senua is by. Roll me a... We'll do it... Since it's starting, we'll do a d6 of damage for right now.
One.
So you see the tree starts to catch fire, but it's not doing a ton right now. But you can posit that maybe as time goes on, fire will do the thing to trees, so.
Now I'll go try and talk to the lady.
Let's see who's next. Eleanor, it's your turn.
I get an extra heart dice.
You do? Okay.
How many do we have?
You get one per level.
One per level, so I have four. And those heal me?
Yes, but you cannot currently be healed.
And I could use them to heal people.
You can use them to heal other people, yes. Oh, nope. You cannot benefit from or use heart dice to help friends.
Why?
Because of gloom.
Son of a bitch. Question.
Yes.
C- Can I use it to bolster my talking to enemy by convincing her to not do this anymore?
It unfortunately also has a clause of nor can you benefit from any morale boosting effects.
Nuts.
That's crazy.
Truly nuts. I feel like my best option is to get cursed again to get some kind of boon. Because these curses have done an absolute number on me. On the bright side, if we win this fight, I'm pretty sure I clear out two of them.
Yes, because this can technically count as
helping a bunch of children.
Helping a group of children, yes.
Because there is a group of children in the kingdom somewhere.
Yeah, in the kingdom, and we can technically count. We'll count helping out Lydia because she asked you to stop her mom.
Sick. I cry.
But you can't.
Yes, because I don't have feelings.
Because you God don't have emotion.
That. Yeah, I think that makes me more fucking surgical, dude. And I think I just like look up. I'm like, okay, we get it. You're upset. Everyone's been upset. She wouldn't want this. And I'm just coming with facts. Cold hard facts. Facts, not feelings.
Facts, not feelings, bro.
Is that going to be wits?
It is going to be your grace versus her wits.
Okay. So I have to roll. I got a 13.
You got a 13. All right. You do under that. Roll me a d4.
4.
So yeah, you kind of see that kind of like hits her a little bit. And then she goes, well, how would you know?
My God, I'm Eleanor of House, the most cursed princess in all the lands. You think I haven't lost people? Do you think that every princess here and everyone on this stupid cursed fucking land and all these stupid cursed fucking spirits and sprites and fairies and the fucking werewolf, you think we have? She ate her parents probably. Look at her.
Big if true.
Think we all haven't felt it?
You took her from me. You're just like them.
Who's next? Someone else go, I'm stuck. I'm trying to pull my legs up.
That
I
will
can't.
Be Flint is next.
I run.
Okay, word.
I'm hey, right, man. I mean, how's the book burning? Like, is it burning well?
It's starting to burn.
But yeah, literally.
Yeah. So yeah, it is starting to catch fire. Big if true.
Fire.
You may start a forest fire come next round. We'll see.
Fire. If Big would it be, true. What if I circle back and just throw it into the burning, like, tree. Alright, I'm gonna keep running.
Yeah, alright. Yeah, so you're booking it, bro.
Yep.
You're getting out there.
Eventually, is anybody chasing me?
As of right now, no.
Alright, I'm just gonna keep running. I'm gonna stop once I get a like a couple hundred feet out.
Okay, yeah. That will be the tree's turn.
If it hits me again, I might get to see death, guys.
So there's still one on you, Eleanor, and there's also one, but it is burning. If you want to give me a d6 roll.
Triss.
Yeah, you see the tree is starting to start rapidly burning. You think that come next round, that tree will probably be. But it is still semi-functional for right now. So here's how it's going to work. You are going to have disadvantage on your grace roll against this tree's attack. Because you are root bound.
Yes.
And you are going to have advantage on trying to attack your tree because it's on fire.
Yeah, nice.
All right. So the tree is going to try and attack you.
I got a 7 and a 1.
Nice.
So a 7.
So yeah. So you barely weave this tree.
I just fucking parry it with my umbrella.
You just go, what the fuck, dude?
I'm Eleanor of House.
And it will try, if you want to give me a grace roll, Senua, as this tree tries to attack you.
Ooh, 6.
Yeah, so you also dodge out of the way. I think this tree is starting to be slowly burned away and having a little bit of, like, bits chipped off of it. Maybe isn't doing too great for its balance, so it overshoots in its swing to attack you.
I give Senua a thumbs up.
Thumbs up back. Fuck the forest. After spending time in the city, I found I don't want the forest anymore.
That was bad.
Still want the forest anymore. Anyways, that was Three's turn, and it is now going to be Alessa's turn. So Flint is gone out for right now. How close are you, Thessa?
Oh, I was making my way over there so I can start scaling the legs and getting up there, up close, up in her.
Eleanor and Senua, you guys are fairly close still. Well, you haven't moved, and there's a tree on Senua, so. And so she's going to spend 2 gift dice, and she is going to cast a fireball to catch you 3 in it. So you will each need to make a grace roll, if you could just let me know. And you have disadvantage because you are rootbound. Yeah, so all three of you make a, not you, Flynn, make a grace roll, and let me know the number.
11.
11.
2. All right, so you all save, so you're going to take half. That was 6, so 3.
And I am now at 2 trauma.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to die.
Yeah, can't you not take another hit?
Yeah, no, I can't. If I take another hit, I die.
You die, and then death comes. Correct. And then I play chess.
That's well, no. Right. If I die, you're in this. I have no death on my own.
What's your plan for that?
We'll get there when we get there, won't we?
All right.
I'm going to try to use it. I'm going to try to leverage it. I want to be very clear about that.
Hey, man, do what you got to do.
Like, I have these three friends whose souls are ripe for the taking.
So this adventure could just end.
Yeah.
We all have heart attacks.
Yeah, you don't know why. And then that will be Alessa's turn, and it's now the house's turn. And it is going to start making its way towards you, Flint.
How far away am I?
You've been running, so you're a good, like, I'd say, like, it won't get to you this turn.
Okay, okay.
It will start closing distance,
though. Is it
though.
Faster than I am?
It is a big-ass house.
What if I run into the woods?
I have a question.
You have a burning book.
When it tries to run past me, can I hook it with my axe to try to keep it here since I'm rooted to the ground?
Yeah, you can definitely try that.
Can I try to, like, will my curse into my axe, too, so I'm attached to my axe?
Sure.
Dude, what do I have to roll?
That will be a resolve roll. Tell me the number.
Let's hope it just doesn't rip you in half.
13. Yeah.
I was also going to ask, as it runs past me, can I try and hop onto it?
Yeah. Cool. You can try to hop onto it. So you just barely make it. You can feel it is trying to resist pulling away from you.
I'm like getting yanked away.
Yeah.
My midsection's wide open for this tree to hit me.
Yeah.
Keep running!
So
take the hardest, longest drag of my cigarette.
So it is currently in place, being held just barely by Eleanor. Thessa just jumped on to...
Oh, I got the roll.
It is trying to move, and also Eleanor is trying to hold it in place. You will have to make a resolve roll to see if you hang on. Or no, Grace. That'll be Grace.
14.
So, Thessa, you hop on, and you feel yourself slip, and you're just barely holding on by, like, one arm. That's the house's turn. Senua, it is your turn.
Can trees get frightened?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Well.
But you have advantage on attacking this tree.
Because
this tree's on fire.
Yeah, I'll just hit the fire tree. 3.
All right, yeah, you hit the fire tree, roll your damage.
3.
All right. You see that this tree is severely damaged. Pretty much, you don't have to worry about this tree anymore. Yeah. So you're good. And we go back to the taupe.
I'm burning up.
Burning up. You baby. That's your turn. It's your turn.
I climb.
Yes, you can climb up.
I roll.
You give me a roll because Eleanor is still trying to hunker it down and is still trying to escape.
God damn it!
It is a grace or?
Yeah, grace. Okay.
I got a 14 again.
So you're still struggling for dear life. Yeah.
Can I talk to her while I'm struggling?
Yeah.
Okay. I have an innate ability called Advisor. I can give advice or recount an inspiring quote.
Okay.
I can use that. Yeah?
Yeah.
What does that do?
Okay. I'm reading this and I'm very sorry. I don't think this is going to work the way you want it to. Because the way it reads is, you give sage advice or recount an inspiring quote to one of your friends in combat. This counts as an action. The next time they use their gift dice, they may spend any of yours as if they were your own. So I don't think that does what you wanted to do. I'm sorry. But you can still talk to her.
I'm still going to talk to her.
Yeah, so that'll be your grace versus her wits. Let me know what the number is.
I'm rolling high again. 15.
Yeah, no, that doesn't get through to her.
I can't even talk to her.
Yeah, she just hears this, like, growl. And she's like, what the fuck is that? Why are you doing this sort of thing? Like, that's not my problem right now. All right, Eleanor, that is your turn.
Okay, so can I do something and then also talk to her as well?
Yeah.
So first I want to talk to her, and I just go, you know, as well as everyone else here does, what loss feels like. And she was taken unjustly, unquestionably unjustly. But once again, there's a right or wrong way to do things. And after this, when you lay here looking at that bird book and our bodies, you'll know which path you're on. And we're going to roll for that.
Yeah, just hold the number.
13.
13? Ooh, just barely. Roll me a d4.
3. Okay. And then I would like to make myself wide open. Like, I want the tree to be able to hit me.
Okay.
But the way I do it is I want to position myself on... Since I'm holding on to the house's leg, I want it to go through me and hit the house as well. So we root bound the house.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And so I want to take the full hit.
I want to take the full hit. I'm
stopping the house. We're stopping this fucking house because I can't have it chase again.
All right, so you do that, and Alyssa's like, and I don't care how I'm bringing her back.
And I'm like, okay. And then I just like,
you hunker down.
Over. Yeah. And I was like, just open myself up to this tree.
Eleanor's turn. Flint, are you just still booking it? Your friends are hunkered down.
I have a spyglass because I'm a pirate.
Yeah.
And I take it out my, like, I stop, take it out my bag, look. I'm like, playmaker. And then I put it back in. I keep running.
I think I mouthed to you when you look. I'm like, how much do you trust me? Not at all.
Yeah. Like, that's all you see, maybe in the far distance.
It's the tree's turn, but there's only one tree now because the other one burned up.
For the audience, I realize you didn't see what I did. I waved my arms no at Adam, you can't see that I did that. So that's what Flint does.
All right, so you're just taking the hit, yeah?
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool. It does 2 damage.
I fucking die. I take a 3rd trauma and die. Does it hit the tree? Or does it hit the house? Through me?
Through you, yes, I will say, because you planned this.
Yeah, that was my whole point. Eldor was taking the heat, so I get the house.
It's crazy how this isn't a true character death yet, because Adam's about to talk with death.
The thing is, I've already decided what game I'm going to play, and he's going to be really mad at me.
Uno?
Cornhole?
Yeah, so you have 3 trauma points, yeah?
Oh, yes, correct.
Yeah, so you're just...
I'm waiting to talk with death. Yeah. I'm kind of just like...
And so that was the tree's turn. And it's Alessa's turn. And Thessa, you are the closest. And so she's going to go over to you and she's going to pull out a dagger. Oh. And she's going to take a swipe at the one hand that is held onto the house. And so make a grace roll for me and tell me the number.
Fuck.
15.
No, you don't make it. I'm sorry.
Do I fall?
Give me a grace roll to see if you can hold on after being slashed at.
Natural 1.
Nice.
Sick. So you kind of brush that shit off. You're like, nah, dude, I eat those and I have a mission right now. Yeah.
Cannon.
Yeah.
How's the book burning?
I'll
add some, like, tinder to it.
It's burning. It's burning pretty good.
Good.
The house is now root bound, so...
I've turned into a tree and have grown through its legs.
Yeah. So the house is stuck.
Because our friend died as a
trade. And that will be Senua's turn. Senua, there is still another tree. This one's not on fire, but it did attack your friend.
Well, call me a lumberjack, because I'm about to cut down this tree.
Yeah, man.
No, I'm not.
Well.
Never mind.
No, you don't cut down the tree.
Yeah.
And that will be back to the top.
Hello, and welcome to our last middle of the episode for this mini-series. Our first ad comes from our friends over on The Heart is a Dungeon.
Well, thanks for asking. The rumors are true. This May, The Heart is a Dungeon podcast will begin our second season, where we will be playing Under Hollow Hills, a Powered by the Apocalypse game about a fairy circus. Join us and 16 amazing players as we tell a somber and serious story.
Wait, hold on. We haven't even met the moth. You can't threaten to eat something before you've met it.
Yes, I can. I just did.
Eat the moth.
What if it doesn't taste good?
I will protect this moth with my life.
Some moths do taste bad.
Seems we have a different interest happening right now. We're torn already.
You're all lunatics.
That might be true.
I'm not a tick, I'm a bird.
All right, well, don't be insulting. You're asking us for help.
Car.
It was a moon joke. I'm sorry. It was a moth, a moon. I don't have any friends out here, and they're just shaking in the spot.
Well, I can see why. You tell terrible jokes.
Now that's not very nice. M'lady, where do you hail from? yes, you.
Yeah, Gemma's my name.
Gemma?
Is it now? Is it? Wait, a quick sidebar.
Sidebar.
Sidebar?
Sidebar.
Sidebar. Okay.
Sidebar, yes. Yes, one moment. I need to, yes. Come, everyone.
He comes too.
Yeah. Oh, wait,
I'm going to land on his shoulder and peck at his head until he moves. Not for you.
I'll be by the bar.
Listen. I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure what's going on with my companions here.
I'll be with my dirty moth.
I thought it was a prince.
He's a prince, Rhubarb.
And as you wrap your slightly damp arms around this moth, they remember when they were small enough that the smallest lights could attract them. The world was so huge with fireflies and candles, everything so glistening and new, and when you're as big as they are now, there's just the sun, there's just the moon, and they've become jaded to the smaller lights. One teardrop of pure moth.
Yes, you heard that right. The Heart is a Dungeon has started their second season, and now is the perfect time to start listening. Their episodes are 30 minutes max, which makes them the perfect short-form podcast. Definitely go check them out. The cast is stellar. I'm loving the story so far. Our next ad comes from our friends over on Slay the Stars.
Slay the Stars is a D&D actual play podcast you're looking for. A dark fairy tale cosmic fantasy. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Listen in every other Tuesday at noon Eastern Standard Time on any major streaming platform. SlayTheStars.com, Persomnia Ad Astra.
Slay the Stars is a great cosmic fantasy D&D 5e actual play podcast with wonderful, very thoughtful storytelling. I highly recommend you go check it out if you love D&D, space, it combined. It's perfect. Before we get back into the episode, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listened thus far and has enjoyed this miniseries. I'm Kim, hi, the GM of this miniseries. This story was an exploration of my complicated relationship with grief and death and motherhood. And I love her very deeply. And so if you've enjoyed this in any way, thank you so much for listening. And thank you to my players who decided to do some crazy things and some crazy interesting things, as you will now hear. All right, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
To Thessa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so you're still hanging on. You have Alessa, above you, still trying to get you down.
Well, I don't want to be in this vulnerable position anymore, so can I climb up?
Please, yes. Thank you. Give me a roll.
7.
So you make it up, finally.
I'm wolf. And I just put my wolf hand out. That's your slash. Mm-hmm.
And you see she looks just distraught and upset, and there are tears streaming down her face, and there's just like this, what it was, her makeup is just running down her face.
Just like, as a wolf, pushes up her wolf glasses. Yeah. Grief is ugly. Suddenly, back to me.
Your face turned back normal.
Yeah.
This sucks, but think of all the children that you're damning doing this. And then I roll.
Yeah, give me a roll. Tell me the number.
13?
Yeah. Roll me a d4, and we'll see how much damage you do.
I'm holding up a 3.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, you see that kind of hits her. She kind of stumbles back a second, and she's like, No, this is for the better of Lydia. And that's your turn. Yeah. All right, Eleanor, what fuck shit are we getting up to?
I'm just kind of waiting shit. Around.
Yeah.
Waiting around for death. Does death show up?
You're kind of...
I'm in a limbo.
You're in a limbo. It's a very gray space. Yeah. You hear water as you're taking steps.
Sort of like, hey, I am ready to play a quick game so we can get out of here.
You don't see anything yet.
Well, shit.
So you're just kind of walking this fast, empty, kind of serene.
Check for cigarettes.
Unfortunately, there are no cigarettes.
Shit. I'm gonna look for some. Just walking around like, is anyone right here?
Into the vastness.
Into the vastness. And I think as you keep walking, in the far distance, you do see a sort of figure kind of just standing there watching you.
Do you have cigarettes? Hey, do you have any tobacco?
And that'll be Eleanor Flint.
I run.
Okay, yeah, you still running, bro.
That's the goat.
Nice. All right. And yeah, as you run, you kind of feel the last of the book burn up.
I like set it down, maybe.
Into woods?
No. Well, it's done burning, right?
Yeah, it's done burning.
I might just like toss it if it's gonna like just dissolve. I might just toss it up and let it like spread like into the air. I don't want to start a forest fire.
Paper lantern.
You know, just like kind of let it off. Mm-hmm. And then I might bow slightly to the book. Mm-hmm. Turn, pull out my spyglass, see how things are going.
You currently see Eleanor, maybe dead on the floor.
Completely a tree.
Drat. Yeah, completely a tree. You see Thessa as a werewolf on top of the house with, Alessa. You can see Alessa looks a little rattled. Thessa has her hand out. You don't know what that means because she's a werewolf and you can't necessarily see what's going on up there. And you see, like, moving of mouths, but you don't know if Thessa's talking or, because she's a werewolf, you got no clue what's going on over there. And then you see Senua, who is currently locked in battle with one of those awakened trees.
Well, I've been running for, what, 4 rounds?
Yeah, so you're pretty far.
I guess I'm going to start running back. I'm like, God damn it, I didn't think about this. And then I'm going to start running back, I guess.
Okay.
4 rounds.
Yeah. I'll let you spend as many gift dice as you want to reduce the amount of time you get there.
I'll spend one. Okay. I don't want to have none, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
I have none.
You're dead.
Well, yeah, I was going to say you're dead. So
but I give you guys temp HP, so.
That is true.
So, yeah, I'll take 3 turns then.
Yeah, so now you'll take 3 turns because you're kind of pushing yourself. You're like, oh, things don't look great over there. My friend is dead on
L's
the floor.
Maybe dead.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So we'll go to the one tree that's standing. We'll go to its turn. And it is going to attack you, Senua, if you want to give me a grace roll.
11.
Yeah, you're good. You dodge once again. You're kind of getting a read of this tree. You're in tune with nature, so you're kind of like being like, bitch.
Yeah,
bitch, like weaving.
Problem.
Yeah.
We need that, because you cannot get root bound right now.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be awful. And that's the tree's turn. It tries to hit Senua, and it cannot. So it is trying its hardest to get Senua, but I guess Senua is built different. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Senua gets root bound. It just makes her stronger because she's one with the forest.
Dude.
Yeah.
Cannon.
I control all the trees.
Anyways, so it's Alessa's turn. I think she's going to take one wild swing at you, Thessa. You can see she's just trying to hit you where she can.
That's fine. I'm a wolf, dude. Yeah, it don't even matter.
You're built different, bro. Give me a grace roll. Let me know the number.
I'm wolf. A 6.
Okay, yeah. You dodge it. She's swinging haphazardly. Yeah. You can tell that there's not really, like...
When she does it, since I passed it, can I just go to hug her?
Yeah, since you did pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go to hug her, and she's like, what are you doing? Let me go.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, and I don't think anyone has said that to you yet.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And I think for, like, the first time in this encounter, at least, she doesn't have words to say back to you. Give me 2d4 rolls.
5.
5.
Total.
You can tell that wears her down substantially. Because you are right. Nobody has said, I'm sorry. Nobody's given her a bit of time after she lost her daughter. She lost her daughter and the whole kingdom was against her. And so nobody has offered her any sort of compassion or anything. And I think... in this amount of time, I think she's finally glad to have somebody recognize it.
big warm wolf hug.
Yeah, big warm wolf hug too, bro.
Yeah, dude.
And that's Alessa's turn. The house is still stuck because Eleanor is goaded. And then that'll be Senua.
I did my job.
All right, I'm chopping down this tree.
Yeah, get this fucking tree. Senua.
You don't chop down the
tree. You do not chop
down. You guys are doing a lot of dodging, both of you.
Yeah, both of you. You both are kind of locked in this for a second that you're both kind of like going, eh.
It's the most anime bullshit fight ever.
Yeah, because for some reason this tree is built different and can dodge your attacks. I don't know. This tree is filled with resolve from seeing his friend die. And that'll go back to the top of the round, and that is Thessa.
Dude, I'm just hugging her.
Yeah?
I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a d4 roll.
I don't have to roll for it?
No, you've worn her down.
Dude.
Two? You feel her sort of like moving in your hug, and you start to notice your fur is getting wet, and you notice she's crying.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as she should. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Good God.
And you think that maybe for a minute she's finally giving herself the time to process all of this. And that'll be Thessa's turn. Eleanor!
You have any smokes? Ignoring the beauty of
nothing?
Of nothing, right? Of nothing and everything. Yeah. Like, of infinite nothing. Ignoring the beauty of the water and of
the
taking in the scenery of reality,
run.
Right? Of existence. And just, do you have any smokes?
And it doesn't respond back to you. It just is standing there watching you as you run.
Do I get there?
Yeah, you make it this turn.
Who is it? What is it?
You see that it is the cloaked figure in which had cursed you with
cool.
Yeah.
Hey, no time to bullshit. Let's gamble. Game of chance. Let's play a little hand of poker. Put him up 6.
All right.
Someone give me a d6. Okay, so we're going to do, I would like... Kim, yes. I would like us to do the river, which is we roll 3 in the middle.
Okay.
So first we roll the 2.
Okay.
And we know what we have.
But the other does not.
The other does not. Okay. Then we roll 1 at a time, and that's as we bet. So we'll roll 1, we'll go rounds of bets, roll another, and the way I'm explaining it to you is how I'm explaining it to him. He can bow out at any time. I can bow out at any time, meaning I lose.
Yeah.
You fold, you lose. That's it. It's a one-hand poker game.
If so, Adam wins, further, it's gonna be so fucking mad.
Shit about poker.
Yes. Luckily it's not real poker.
Yeah.
We're playing dice poker. So
we're rolling 2.
So we're gonna roll 2 dice.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 2 of the same number, if they're higher numbers, it's better. If they're lower numbers, it's worse. Mm-hmm. With just your hand, like your roll, the best you're gonna get is a pair.
Okay.
As the 3 in the middle unveil, we'll see more of what we have. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 would be,
yeah,
was that a flush? And then 1-1-3-3-3 is a full house, I believe. And we're just not going to do any suits.
Okay.
Okay. And then the next best option is like 2 pair or high pair, depending on how we do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5GMs Presents Poker.
Okay. And then since you're the GM, would you like to roll the middle river?
Sure.
You'll be the dealer. So we roll our 2 first. So my numbers, I've rolled and Tamlin's written down. So let's go ahead and roll the first center dice. And on my line, on the line, obviously, first is my life.
Yes.
First and foremost,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bet other stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to bet first or would you like me to bet first, Kim?
You can bet first.
Okay, the audience should know what's happening, right?
Yeah.
So we just put down a 2.
Yeah, so the first number down the river is a 2.
Adam is betting.
Eleanor can bet, and Eleanor is going to bet because she doesn't want just her life on the line. I've never gotten a formal divorce, correct?
No.
Okay, I would like to put my fox husband's life on the line as well.
Dude.
So first up, Fox husband, his entire eternal soul.
Okay.
That's first. Mr. Death, what would you... Do you have any smokes, sir? You haven't answered. So he does have to call, like, meet me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or he could raise the bet, and then we keep betting. If he meets me, then we roll the rest. Then it goes back to me. I could raise again.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can call it there and then roll the rest.
Okay. I think he's gonna raise.
Shit.
God damn it, Adam.
It's fine.
And then I have to...
So you tell me what the bet is,
And then it pretty much has to beat out my bet. And then either I fold and lose or I put something else on the line.
Okay. So he'll bet absolving Eleanor of all four of her curses. All
right. Back to Eleanor. Let's roll the next one and then I'll decide if I raise, call, or fold. Three. So currently you're raised. That's a three. Eleanor, I think, sort of, like, chuckles and then, like, nibbles at her finger a bit because she hasn't smoked in a hot fucking minute.
Yeah.
I would like to raise my fourth husband's life.
Okay.
And doom the curse I have currently with you on my three friends' lives.
Ooh, okay.
So you can curse them as I am cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my race.
Okay.
How good does Death feel about his numbers?
I'm gonna raise. And
Death keeps fucking raising, guys.
Oh no, this is bad.
Yeah. And Death is going to guarantee the healthy and long-standing lives of your three friends.
That's clever. I also offered up my fourth husband.
Your fourth husband?
Yeah, was my fourth husband and them. So
is
what
that
else?
The baby?
No, the baby's my first husband. The fourth husband's the one that got cut out of the wolf by the huntsman.
Oh, well, is life really worth much?
And the third husband disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know if his life's really
worth much. Is that his raise?
Yeah, that's his raise.
Is that a call or a raise?
Raise.
Okay. All right. I would like to see the last one before I make another call.
All right, here we go. It's a four.
That's beautiful.
So we have a two, a three, and a four on the table, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Eleanor kind of looks at Death. And I think she takes a long drag of a cigarette that's not there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like one last raise. Even if I win, you get my eternal soul. I get everything you put on the pot. And you return that child's life in exchange for mine.
Okay.
And then I've raised. That's my raise, right? Even if I win, my eternal soul's up. So I put that up, but I'm getting the kid back when I win. What does Death do?
You know what? Fuck it. Death is going to raise.
Oh,
and guarantee the safe life of Korra.
As well as
your three friends.
And my life.
And your life.
So I get to live.
So you get absolved of all four of your curses. Mm-hmm. Your friends will be safe, and Korra, the baby you taught how to fight, will be safe.
All right.
All right.
And I'm talking the child that's dead.
Yes.
I want her back alive. Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm aware.
All right. So now we go to the portion where we can reveal.
Okay.
Before we reveal, can I cheat?
It would have to be a wits roll.
Uh-huh. And I have another question.
Yeah?
I took on a curse for knowledge.
Yeah?
Can I know a friend who has a fey patron. Can I get a little fey trickery on my end?
You know what? Yeah, because you are Eleanor, the... House.
Everyone wants to curse me.
You're prime real estate. You're cursible, bro. You're so cursible.
I mean, listen, fairies live forever.
Fairies live forever, dude.
Okay, so what am I rolling?
You are going to roll a wits. Uh-huh. I will not tell you the number you need to beat.
Okay, question. Can I get advantage by taking on another curse when I come... Not, and the condition is when I come back alive.
When you come back...
From
yeah.
a
so you,
fae.
Yeah.
So I'm getting fae trickery.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to roll a wits.
Okay.
I got an 8 and a 19, so an 8.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I am going to slip a card, because I brought the cards to deal. Yeah. Those, I kind of apparated them, I think, because that's the game I chose. Mm-hmm. And I want to slip a 5 and swap out my 6 for a 5, because I had a 1 and a 6.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then I want to go to flips.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I flip and reveal. Mm-hmm. I have, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Did he catch me cheating? I'm so scared. Kim's looking at me, everybody. Everybody who is in here, Kim's looking at me. You don't know how stressful that is.
All right.
What does he flip?
He flips 2 2s.
2 2s. A pair, trip 2s. And I have a straight.
Mm-hmm. And as far as you can tell, he did not catch you cheating.
I yank the fool, and I just fucking take off, just running away from him.
Okay. In limbo, you're running from
Yeah, absolutely. I have this like just a like it turns itself into like a sack over my shoulder, and I'm just running away. Just
taking off, bro. Yeah.
Just run off.
You just take off.
I try to look for the light that I like. Yeah. Is there an entrance or an exit that I came through?
And I think as you're running, the figure appears in front of you.
Oh shit!
Puts its finger out, and you wake up in your body.
Ah! Am I a tree still?
You are not a tree.
I just fall down. Just that's my turn.
And that's your turn. Anyways, now it's Flint's turn. You're running.
Now I'm 2 turns away.
Yeah, now you're 2 turns away. I will give you the offer again that you can spend as many number of gift dice as you want to get back.
I've fallen out of my tree body.
Yeah. You see in the distance what looks like Eleanor's body, like, jolt. And, like, you're a little too far to tell if that was a good or a bad jolt, but also you do know that she was maybe dead like a second ago, so like, well, who knows what that means.
I'm gonna spend one so that I'm one away now.
Okay, sounds good.
And then I'm gonna shout to everybody, I think Eleanor died!
You guys have all seen it. Like,
yeah, dude. all right, and that will be Flint's turn. Now it's this anime ass tree. Senua, give me a grace roll.
Uno.
Oh, dude. Beautiful. Dude, you do a really cool tuck and roll to dodge this time. Yeah. And then you like flip this tree off because you're like, bitch, I'm better than you, mm-hmm. obviously. And because you got a 1, I will let you try to get a hit in on this tree.
7.
Yeah, you get a hit in on this tree. Roll damage.
Fuck yeah. You got this shit, Jesse.
1.
You and this tree are fucking mortal enemies, dude.
In it, bro. You like snip a branch off.
Yeah, fuck that branch.
That's all you got.
It's his dick.
Dude, because you rolled a 1, it'll be his dick. And that will be Alessa's turn. She's just gonna continue sobbing in your arms.
Yeah, dude. It really is like that sometimes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. She's letting it go. She's like ugly crying. Like you can tell, dude, like there's
she lost her fucking kid.
Like there's snot and it's just kind of gross on you, and you can feel
you're
it.
You're Marty a wolf.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'm like petting her head.
And yeah, that'll be her turn. The house is still fucking stuck. Senua, if you want to try to hit this tree again, go for it, baby.
You got this shit.
12.
No, yeah, you're good.
2.
All right. You take like one of its like, it's got like fingers and shit. You take like one of its like fingers off. And you know what, Senua? Since you've been just locked in the combat with this tree, I'll let you spend a gift dice to do another attack.
Okie dokie. 20.
So this tree's gonna try to get a swing in on you.
Double flip them off and then take a swing.
Take a swing. It does exactly what you do. You don't know how, but this tree is learning.
Oh no.
Give me a grace roll, Senua.
Oh no.
Senua, ask him to join 16. The game.
You do not. you're going to take 1 damage. Do you get damaged?
No, I'm still using that armor.
Oh, word. So you're fine. So you don't get wounded.
It's more of a pride thing.
But it bounces off. For some reason, you two can't hit each other.
We're equally matched.
Yeah, you're equally matched. And that goes back up top to Thessa.
Do you think maybe we should stop? That's what I say to her.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to...
And give me a roll.
What's roll?
Just d4.
Uno.
Wait.
Do you have any gift dice left?
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Can I give all of my heart dice to her to roll on that? Because I'm not cursed anymore. Oh, yeah, because
you're back. You're not cursed, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, tell her daughter loved her no matter what and will love her forever. Even and no matter where she is, her daughter will always love her. Tell her. I'm like, fake that from the floor. And I have 4 heart dice, so I'm going to give you all 4.
Well, didn't you bring back her daughter?
Yeah. But Eleanor isn't sure because she cheated, so she's kind of waiting it out. She's not going to be like, your daughter's back. So Eleanor's sort of like, I'm going to wait this one out and see how it goes.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
I will be so real, Bessie. You only needed one more.
Oh, slay.
So, yeah, you wear her down, and she is like, okay, I think we should stop. You are right. And you see that this tree that you have been fighting, Senua, deanimates.
I had it on the ropes.
And she kind of, like, you see her speak some magic, and the house goes back into its original position and no longer grows legs. And settles back down gently. Just,
I roll out of the way. It's like, oh, yeah.
You roll out of the way. You see it's moving. And it's not because you were on it, so you're fine. Okay, even cool. Because it goes back to its little spot and it goes. So, we are out of combat and we are out of initiative. What do we want to do, folks?
I kick the tree.
I'm gonna get up and walk towards Flint and like meet Flint halfway.
The book's burned.
I fucking died.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, I was dead. I played poker with death.
And you won?
We'd have to assume, right?
I look up. I like think for a minute. Nah. Well, what did you win? Other than
you lie. Keep walking. Nah. Taps you on the back and keeps walking.
I like. Ah. Thessa. First of all, Eleanor died. How are things?
Like, how was crying Alyssa just like on my
arm. Yeah, on your arm.
I go like to like usher her to a seat in her house or something.
Yeah she'll go and sit down.
Luke's gone. Well, do we have time to assassinate a king today? And then I look up in the sky. How late at night is it?
It is nighttime. It's for sure nighttime.
Well, maybe we should sleep first.
Yeah, the moon's high up in the sky.
Dude, I do my best work in the moon.
Yeah, that's why you were killing it, bro.
She's not gonna put everybody to sleep then.
No.
Well, that's good. We didn't need to burn the book then, if you think about it. But I don't know what was in that book. Anybody know? Does anybody know what the book was actually? What actually was in the book?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore.
Let's not talk about it right now.
Anyways, yeah, I mean, I think I might just so. Can we sleep here tonight?
you want some company?
Yeah.
I gotta go make a call.
Okay.
Like, walk out. I'm like, crone. Like, trying to get the crone's attention.
The crone just appears from out of the woods.
Oh, Eerie. Can you do me a favor?
She just looks at you.
Can you just put your feelers out and see if the little girl's alive?
Okay. And then she'll, for a second, like, close her eyes and just sort of mutter some stuff that you don't quite understand. She's muttering it.
Okay.
And it takes like a minute or two. It's a little awkward standing there watching her do her crone shit, you know? So you're kind of rocking back and forth, dealing with the fact that you gambled with death and maybe, you're still here.
He let me leave.
Yeah, he let you leave. And then she kind of comes back.
Oh.
And gives you this, I would describe it as somewhat solemn look. And I think you would understand it to be, the girl is not back because death let you leave.
I just kind of like, back inside and just close the door and I just kind of give everyone like a solemn thumbs up. Like,
And yeah, so you guys rest and you let the night pass. It's actually very comfy in this house.
I'm very naked. Warm.
I think Alyssa would be aware and she would have set out like a pair of clothes. It's just like a plain shirt and a pair of baggy pants.
Cool.
Switch. You want to switch?
Oh yeah, dude. Actually.
Yeah, like Flynn would be like, "Dude, would you like to switch?"
Please don't kill myself.
Yeah, we'll trade.
Yeah, cool.
Crazies.
Yeah, and so you guys trade. You feel way better, no longer in a dress. And you're in one of your dresses that Flint cut. Only a little bit. And so, what's the move now?
I would like to set in motion the killing of the king and all his guards.
Okay, word! And so, yeah, we won't get into details, because that'll be maybe an adventure for another time.
You might come back.
You might come back. But, so you guys start working on that, and we pan out from this little cottage that had been empty for a little far too long, and it finally has a little bit more life back in it. And that is the end of Heartland Home.
That was good.
Jesse, I've been meaning to ask, do you live in the woods? Like, live in the woods?
Well, she has a castle hidden in the woods, but she likes to spend most of her time in the woods.
Because I was like, are you homeless? Like, is that the vibe? You know, because, like, I'm almost there, you know?
Are you homeless?
Yeah, I think I tell you guys what happened, mostly. I cheated, you know. I got out of there.
Dude, you remember how I said at the beginning of this, the audience might have heard, I don't know if anybody else did, that I was going to be really mad if Adam won?
Well, I had a one and a six.
I'm never going to forgive you. I was, dude, watching that in real time was crazy. Yeah. Watching just the river fuck you, I was like, oh.
Yo, because I was like, dub sixes, I'd be comfortable going all in. Just because dub sixes is enough.
Yeah.
Especially without suits. The minute it was 2-3-4, I was like, so there's a good chance the death has me fucked. And the death had trips. I knew I lost if I didn't cheat. And I was like, well, I gotta roll for the cheat. Because no matter what I've lost, if I get caught cheating, what happens, right? Yeah, I lost anyways.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Do we want to do plugs?
So thank you guys for listening. If you like what we're doing here, you can go ahead and follow us on @5gymsandatrenchcoat on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. Or @5gymsofficial on X/Twitter and Blue Sky.
Yes, sir.
If you like us and you really like us, you can go ahead and follow, listen, subscribe, comment, you know, all that stuff. Share us with people. We love getting shared. If you really, really like us and you have the means to do so, you can go ahead and head over to our Ko-Fi and give us a little tip. We'd love that. Even beyond that, though, if you like what we're doing here as a team, you can go and find the rest of our team over at Adavan's Armory, Adavans, and Adavan's Armory on everything. We make 5e supplemental content and sometimes some other stuff. Tanlin.
Hi, I'm Tanlin. I do art for both this lovely podcast and Adavan's Armory. Gremlin Frog Art on both Instagram and Twitter/X. Froggart is how it's spelled. Tanner?
I am doing a thing called A Key to Other Worlds on Substack. It's a thing about immersion in popular entertainment. So come check that out if you're interested.
Jesse?
No, I'm just living that life.
Canon.
Dude, that is canon. Dude, big
if true.
True.
Dude, big if true, dude.
All right, thank you guys so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cam, what the fuck, man?
What?
Why would you put us into some emotionally devastating bullshit?
Listen, like all right, I told you. I told you as I was writing it, I was like, fuck, why'd I do this?
Yeah, I actually almost cried when we were reliving the memory. When she thanked us for saving her, bro, I almost broke down. Can Eleanor give her life to bring the little girl back? Eleanor will give her life to bring the little girl back.
You're already gone, bro.
Shit, I'm pissed. Did he catch me cheating?
He did.
Shit, what'd he roll?
A 5.
Shit!
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also join our Discord. You can find out how to join on any of our social media accounts or on our website, 5gymsandatrenchcoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gymsandatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.